When you're wearing the red contact, was that more precautionary? Did you feel okay all camp?
Yeah, I mean, I got tackled one time in a red jersey, so I don't know how much of a difference it made.
Adrian Wilson the other day, when he was being asked, you know, what kind of leadership style he has, he said, "I'm not a leader. Devin's a leader," meaning leader of the secondary. What does that mean to you? I mean, do you feel like, even though you're only in your fourth year, that you are the leader of the secondary?
Yeah, I mean, I just try to go out there and lead by example. I'm a guy that's been in the system a good amount of time along with Kyle, so trying to help everyone out. You know, Adrian, the new guy, I think him being in the league so long and the things he's accomplished, leader comes with his name. So he's definitely a leader for us, and I have a great deal of respect for him. He has a great deal of respect for me. So I think we just keep working together, and we bring what he brings to the table with Talib, Kyle, along with Steven and all the other guys. I think we have a good chance to be a good group this year.
Periods of time in the last couple of years in which the secondary has been said, you know, they're not playing well enough many times, I think. Do you have an opportunity, do you think, this year to really be the strength of the defense in some ways, or do you take that responsibility on yourself?
I think our goal every year is to come out and be a strength of the defense. I think no matter, you know, how well we play up front, they can't stop if a team comes out and decides to pass the ball every time. You know, they can go get great pass rush, but if we don't cover well, the quarterback will just get rid of it before they get there. So I think for us the key is to be a strength of this defense, and whether it's to be the top thing on this defense, we don't care about that. We want to hold up our end, and we know everyone else is going to hold up theirs.
I know your defense prides itself in its versatility, but you've been playing a lot of free safety. Do you like it back there?
I like wherever they put me. It's a chance to help the team win, and that's what it's all about. As many games as we can win, and right now in practice, to be able to practice a couple positions always helps you throughout the season. Injuries happen, things happen, so you never know. You can't take everyone you want into games, so you never know if we got to play musical chairs back there.
Devin, are there any challenges for you at this point? Have you played enough safety and cornerback where you can just kind of pick it up where you left off?
Nah, I wish it was that easy. It's always challenging. That's probably the reason why I'm playing multiple positions, just to make sure I can keep playing both and keep staying fresh on it, because I wish I could say it's easy as riding a bike, but it's not. You have to be out there and getting reps and experience certain things. You can't just walk out there and be able to play.
Are the challenges sort of technique related? Is it about alignment? Is it about your assignment? What's sort of the...
Yeah, I mean, it's more, you know, technique, staying on it. I think I know most of the stuff we do here as a defensive standpoint. You can always learn more, but, you know, technique and you know, as we get into the season, seeing different teams, seeing what they do, and viewing it from a corner standpoint and a safety standpoint is where the biggest difference is.
Do you find yourself asking to play the other position when you've played at one spot for a while, or are the coaches saying, all right, now is today we want you to...
Yeah, it's all on the coaches. For me, it's just wherever they put me at is where I play.
Gotcha.
How do you feel, Logan and Duron have been progressing so far? Obviously, you have a close relationship with them.
Those are Rutgers guys, man. Yeah. They're progressing great. They're two hard-working guys, man. They've come in and they've just put their head down and worked, and you can see it. Short amount of time, they've just been getting better each day, and I think it shows. They both had some pretty good plays today. Duron with an interception, and Logan with a big play in the red area. So you can see it, and for me, it's just a great feeling seeing those young guys that were babies when I was at Rutgers come in, and now they're here producing.
Do you remember them when they first came to Rutgers?
Yeah, they were both freshmen my senior year, so it's cool seeing them.
Do you feel kind of you adopted a big brother role?
Yeah, it was kind of like that, especially with Logan and Brandon Jones both playing corner while I was there. Sat by me in the defensive meeting room, so it's cool to see him here doing the same thing.
Sitting behind you in the defensive again.
So it's pretty cool.
Are you seeing similarities in how they are now compared to when you first saw them at Rutgers?
Yeah, they're just so much older now. It was awesome for me last year to watch them play and make plays. You know, when you're an older guy, they got some reps, not a lot, and people just talked about how they were going to be good someday, and to be able to watch them here and, you know, playing out their dreams, I think is pretty cool.